Alan,
Grez
here, and welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
Hi, Grez.
And you're listening to The Rise of the Robots. This week, we are covering German Roboport, Beat B.
Why did I say that with a question mark inflection, like, I'm Grizz?
Yeah.
Life is confusing today.
Indeed.
And so,
we start with the first of the two freeway matches, and one of these robots is not like the others.
I like how you sing it in the Foo Fighters style.
Uh-huh.
From Germany, Tsunami!
So, this robot is a flipper robot. High-pressure flipper. It's quite an unusual angle. It's basically... it's the same height as Bigger Brother, but it's maybe a bit shorter. So mm-hmm. The angle's a lot steeper. Also, it looks like it is armoured with paper.
Yeah, because we see it in the pits, and you see them putting the armour on. And I think I've seen, like, £10 notes that are thicker than the armour that they put on this robot.
Yeah.
Their opponents first, from Germany, Absolute Crankhaft.
So this robot... is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is not German.
What?
It's Dutch.
You lying bastard.
Not only is it Dutch, it is the only robot which appears in both Dutch Robot Wars and German Robot Wars.
Ooh.
It appears in Dutch Robot Wars as the Arena Killer.
Oh, AK. It goes to show how memorable it is.
It is also the team that would later make Tough as Nails.
Wow.
And what Cobra. Much? And the Bash.
Oh, dear. You could have just stopped the Toughest Nails.
Uh-huh.
Then you had to mention the Bash.
Unfortunately for this team, they happen to have gone into the absolute worst fight it could possibly have ended up in. Because not only is it fighting Tsunami...
from Germany, Black Hole.
This thing scares me.
Mm.
Firstly, one, it is it's actually 98 kilos despite looking like a middleweight. It's a tiny robot.
It is a teeny tiny little thing.
But it is a wedge robot able to run on both sides with a nasty, evil little face. And a pair of quite effective-looking saw blades.
Mm-hmm. Which, at first, I thought was going to do absolutely nothing, and I definitely wrote this robot off as soon as I looked at it.
Unfortunately, for Absolute Crankhaft, which may well have been a decent robot, possibly better than a... the majority of robots that fought last week.
Yes, sir.
It is fighting the two robots I could actually see entering Robot Wars.
Yeah.
In fact, one of them did, and one of them should have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was pretty sure...
Tsunami enters Series 7.
Yeah.
With quite a bit of modification, to be fair.
They've done reasonably well, from what I remember.
Yeah, reasonably well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm very much inclined to agree with you. If Absolute Crankhaft. If AK was in the first episode, look at one of the two winners of
Tyke.
Of the first episode, it was Tyke, who probably drove more to get in and out of the arena than it actually did in battle. And that's a finalist.
And AK, on the other hand, gets bodied in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because...
Also, the arena looks different. It looks clean.
I know, I don't like it.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
So, because the only thing, one of the reasons that Black Hole is as successful as it is, this thing is vicious. I know that we kind of give robots personalities.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a psychopathic killer.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives like it.
It drives like it's got nothing to lose, baby.
And yeah, so it's kind of laying into AK, and as it's trying to get away, AK drives onto the flipper of Tsunami.
Yeah.
And gets yeeted over.
I mean, it was nice of Tsunami to bring it back.
Yeah, you know, Tsunami after a while goes, I'm bored. Let's self-write them.
Yeah, there you go. And then Tsunami going for the pit button, and AK is like, no, more flippies, please.
Yep.
I mean, because that's the thing, like, it gets flipped over again, and then Tsunami leaves it. There is a shot of it on its back, and only one of the wheels are spinning. So I think one of the wheels had conked out anyway. So even if it was self-righted again, I think it would have been counted out for immobility.
Yep. So.
And I don't know what it is with Sir Kill a lot, but he seems to have problems driving with robots in his claw because...
I mean, to be fair, if you had 100 kilos hanging out of one of your arms and nothing in the other, you'd be unbalanced too. And you're on legs that automatically adjust. He's on tank tracks. Mm. He has no slip diff. Well, maybe he does. I don't know.
It just seems as if, like, you know, I mean, he's a pretty big boy. So that old circle over there. Like, I would have just thought that it would have been as balanced, but I guess not.
Indeed.
But I digress. So, AK is eliminated, Tsunami and Black Hole through the next round, where they will take on the two winners of, from Germany, Deldog.
Deldog is a circular robot. It has basically a full body spinner.
Mm-hmm. From Germany, not perfect.
I mean,
where's the
describes life itself. It's a wedge robot with a lawnmower blade, which weirdly seems to be level with the actual wedge. It's not actually sticking out like a weapon.
No. I was wondering if that was just aesthetic at first.
No, it is meant to be a weapon.
From Germany, Hydrotech.
Yeah, no, I forgot what this robot looked like for a minute. It
Look
is
at this, a
a.
very generic looking robot. It looks like Leabot from season one.
If Leibot had a flipper stuck to the top of it. Yeah.
Then, as we're about to start the fight, Deldog realizes. Oh, no. Yeah, no, Deldog. My bad.
Okay.
Deldog realizes we haven't taken the fucking lock off of her spinning weapon.
Yeah, so they drive over and Derek Foxwell releases the weapon.
Yeah, and they show in excruciating detail
Oh,
the
it's at this
process.
point as you're watching it, you're going,
Someone short on time here.
oh, we are padding.
Yeah,
We
then
are padding so much.
we get close-ups for several seconds of the house robots. This is when you realize Sir Killalas Lance is bent. Crooked Lance, crooked Lance.
There's nothing wrong with your lance being a bit crooked.
Sometimes it may even be a benefit. Not Perfect goes straight for the pet. The second activate is called Del Dog after all that time of getting this weapon unstuck. Hits Not Perfect with it and then explodes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because it hits it once, goes up in a cloud of smoke, and then drives next to the pit where Hydrotech just goes, and then you go.
Basically, it slows the hit slows the weapon down enough that it allows Hydrotech to get the pit.
It barely even touched it. It was just like, eh. It was like the lightest little tap. It's like, just go this way. It's like it corralled it in, like it was a sheepdog or something like that. So, Dildog, after all that is out, Hydrotech and Not Perfect throughout the next round. But let's take a wee break.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TEKNOAXE.
Why don't
And
we
let's
watch an
flashback.
old classic? Let's watch the match where Mastiff pits Chaos 2.
Mastiff did not pit Chaos 2.
Did not put Chaos 2.
Saw Chaos 2 jump in the pit, went, that looks fun, and jumped in with them.
He almost done like a black flip. Jesus Christ, backflip over Chaos 2 for Chaos 2 to jump in the pit, and it's like, haha.
I'm winning, I crashed.
No,
Oh.
but
Yeah.
isn't it? Yeah, see, because of these random extra fights, this is really hard to kind of figure out where the hell we are.
So this is the this is again from Extreme One. This is the World Championship first round.
Yes, Ansgar and Manta are also in this match. That's why they're showing up, because Ansgar German.
And Ansgar gets bodied by Manta.
Yes, him.
Still a robot I would have loved to have seen an actual UK championship. I would have loved to have seen those guys. I would love to have seen Panzer. You know, there's a few robots from... See, because obviously I hadn't watched any of the international series of Robot Wars. And, yeah, there's a lot of drag in all these championships. And we've covered every robot now from German Robot Wars. There's two that are decent, one of which does get to the UK Championship.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how many of these robots you watch and you go, never saw that in Robot Wars, never saw that in Robot Wars. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of one of these things of, like, you watch some of these and go, kind of wish I didn't waste my time watching that.
I have to say, spoiler alert for next week, it's worth it for the grand finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the fun part about this. Is like, I mean, this episode that we're covering right now, obviously not anywhere near as bad as last week's episode.
No.
Definitely probably on the lower end of episodes of Robot Wars we've covered, but not the worst.
Yeah.
And at least, you know, that's something. So we'll move on to the, I guess, technically the finals of the episode, because these are the last matches. We've got Hydrotech taking on Black Hole.
Mm-hmm. So, Black Hole looks tiny in this fight.
It's a dinky little boy.
It is also incredibly fast, which means that if you have a flipper that takes a while to fire, like Hydrotech has, you get this funny image of Black Hole coming in, gnawing a Hydrotech, the weapon gets underneath it, and Black Hole sits there, has a smoke.
Reads a magazine.
Has a drink, has some bitbar.
Replies to a few emails.
And then gets out of the way, and then the weapon flies.
Blah. Damn it! I missed.
Yeah, It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
So, and it's one of these things, at first, you're watching it and you're going, Black Hole's not really doing much. And then they cut away and they cut back and Hydrotech's got huge gashes in the side of it, the flipper's in pieces.
Oh god, the flipper, man, is completely bent up, like... There was no chance that Hydrotech was going to get back under Black Hole at that point. Like, this was the point where, like, because as I said, in that first match, I very nothinged Black Hole. And I was like, ah, these saw weapons, like, cause it's just going to be another one of these things where, like, they'll either not work or they'll work and they'll not do anything. I'm thinking of someone like, say, Shredder. With these things where it's like, oh, look at these gimmicky spinning discs. Oh, they do absolutely nothing.
Uh-huh.
And then we get to this match, and it's like, oh, Hydrotech got bodied by Black Hole here.
Uh-huh.
So much so that Hydrotech just conks out at one point. I feel like it probably got the link taken out of it.
Yeah, probably.
It gets under the hammer by Mr. Psycho. It gets flipped. More of it falls off as it gets flipped. Like, one of the top panels falls off. And then it gets petted by old Shantarino.
Yeah.
This thing was in bits by the time this match ended.
Oh yeah, it's dismantled.
And then just for fun, Shunt decides I'm gonna drive in the pit as well. Dives in the pit with Hydrotech.
Yep. It was watching the footage and it thought that oh wait, landing on top of another robot in the pit is really fun.
If only more robots would fall out the sky on top of other robots.
I know. Anyway, we've got one final match to get through.
It's not perfect.
Yeah, you're right, it is not perfect. Versus Tsunami.
Tsunami!
And yeah, this is one of these matches, and you get it's you get this sometimes with flippers. See when they've not just got enough power to Uta someone?
But they try so hard.
And also it's that weird thing of they are absolutely in charge of the fight, and at no point are you sitting there going, no, Tsunami's under no threat at all.
I mean, I probably could have said that before the fight even really started, but... And that's the thing. Not perfect. Not that bad of a robot either.
Yeah, it...
It's a big robot.
Yeah.
It's a big boy.
It is a big, beefy boy.
Like, that's why it's actually quite impressive that Tsunami can actually flip it over to begin with.
You can see, though, Tsunami is running out of gas.
He's getting tired. He's getting tired fast. Like, he used him that first time, and it went pretty well, but it's like if you pick up something really heavy, and then you put it down. Like, it's just, you get up that first time, you go, ah, I've got it, it's up. But then, like, say, you know, like, I don't know, like, a massive crate of beer, let's just say. You get up that first time, and then, but then you need to put it down to, like, unlock your door. Trying to get it up that second time, you're like, ooh, it's a struggle now, because you've already, like, worked out your arms to get it up that first time. So getting up that second time is much more difficult. It's the same kind of thing here where Tsunami gets it up that first time, it's like, haha, I did it, and then he tries to do it again, it's like, uh-oh. Strength depleting.
Yep.
And very quickly, the front little attachable scoop on not perfect falls off.
Yeah. And
As you can alluded to, yep, the more this match goes, Tsunami is getting tired, but thankfully, so is Not Perfect.
Yeah.
Because Not Perfect just starts to slowly trundle around the arena. And eventually, well, Dead Metal almost pits it, which... Yeah. I think it's probably going to be kind of illegal because it is still running, so that wouldn't really be allowed.
Exactly, that's not fair.
Yeah. Like, we'll give you some kind of credit here. But, yep, it goes to the judges. No surprise. Tsunami wins. And, yeah. I mean...
The two best robots are through. Well, let's be perfectly clear.
As you kind of says at the beginning of the fight, doesn't look like Tsunami's ever under any kind of problematic kind of situation here. Like, at this point, Not Perfect has one shot. It was to try and get Tsunami in the pit, and he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That was their only shot. They were, like, behind on points the entire time. But yes, a much better episode this week than last week.
Yep.
Do we have any L trivia?
Of Spanish trivia? No.
Yes. What German trivia?
No, we have no trivia. There is no trivia. Nothing interesting happened.
The trivia this week is this episode was better than last week. That's your trivia for this week.
Yeah. In fact, we have no trivia for the rest of German Robot Wars.
Aww.
It looks like.
All right, well. That's your episode.
We will be back.
Go to bed, kids.
We will be back next week.